We've had a lot of burglaries this last couple of weeks, so I just want to make a few appeals here and raise awareness as well for maybe the general population in Donegal in relation to what's going on. So the first one I have is a burglary that occurred in Lifford on the Conyborough Road on Friday the 25th of February between 4:40pm and 7:30pm. The back door to the property was forced open and the house was ransacked. It features quite a lot in these burglaries, Greg, in that a lot of the doors and windows have been forced as opposed to maybe chance burglaries where a door's been unlocked or keys have been left out or something like that. So people may ask what we can do about this, but I have a few pointers afterwards. So in relation to this one in Conyborough Road, a sum of cash was stolen during the course of the burglary and also a number of items of jewellery. Namely a gold locket containing a photo, a gold signet ring with a stone, a pearl ring, a gold bracelet with an engraving of Peter, a wedding ring, an eternity ring and two gold charm bracelets, one of which had two charms attached, a red vase charm and a horseshoe charm. So anybody that may have seen anything suspicious on the Conyborough Road on the Friday the 25th of February between 4:40pm and 7:30pm, please contact the Garda in Letterkenny 074 91 67 100, or indeed the Garda confidential line 1-800-666-111. Any dash cam in the Lifford area, please, on the Friday evening the 25th in the Lifford area, please maybe make it available to your local Garda in Lifford or Letterkenny. Or if you come across any jewellery for sale in suspicious circumstances, again, would like to hear from you.
It sounds like those homeowners had a list of what they possessed.
That's
a very, very detailed description they're able to give you guys.
And I spoke to Grainne this morning. She's endeavouring to get the photographs from the investigating Garda to put on the Garda Facebook page, because there's quite a distinctive couple of bits of jewellery there, Greg. You know, it's an easy target, I suppose, because some ladies, I suppose, keep all their jewellery in the one spot, and if that spot's discovered, it's all gone, you know.
All right, so obviously anyone who witnessed this crime or the events leading up to it or after it, but of course, you know, they'll want to get rid of this stuff quickly. Listen, maybe there's places they can just palm it off and it's melted down and it can be hard to track, but maybe not. So keep your eyes and your ears open. Right, now, Drumminore in Buncrana, is that where we're going next?
Yeah. Most of the burglaries, if not all of them, I think, are quite close to the border, Greg, so I don't know if there's a tale to be told there. But the guards in Buncrana, where Matthias is based, are investigating a burglary again on Friday evening between 5pm and 6am. Sorry, between 5pm and Friday, and it was discovered then on the Monday, so over the weekend. It's believed that entry was gained via a rear door. A number of tools were stolen, an angle grinder, two boring steel rods, which are a very expensive piece of equipment apparently, a Milwaukee battery and a Milwaukee radio. So this only happened Friday past the 25th, and was discovered yesterday morning at 6am when the business is a business premises. When they came back in, they discovered they were broken into. So if anybody has observed anything suspicious in the Drumminore Buncrana area over the weekend, please contact the garage in Buncrana on 074 93 20540.
Alright, Bert next.
Bert Moness Cottages, if I got that right, on Saturday the 26th of February between 5:45pm and 6:40pm, so that 1 hour window, the resident of the residential property returned home from Mass to discover that the front door of the house had been forced open again. A search of the property had obviously taken place, but nothing was stolen, thank goodness. So again, this happened at Moness Cottages, Burt. Anybody, please, that noticed anything, contact the Garage Moncrana again, 074 93 20540, and in particular motorists who may have travelled through Burt Village on the main N13 road between those times. We had a dash cam to make the footage available to the garage in Buncrana.
Yeah, and before we go on to the next one, I suppose, I mean, if we're not doing already, it is the time now to make sure that we're keeping our eyes peeled for anything suspicious, that we have to try and assist the Garda and be proactive. You know, if something doesn't seem right, call the Garda.
Exactly, yeah. And the very fact that this is cross-border, I'm aware of a number of burglaries in Derry City and Strabane as well. I'm not going to make appeals in relation to them. I don't have the details, but I'm aware that there has been quite a substantial number of burglaries over the border as well. So there is obviously
a lot of activity.
There is a lot of activity, right. Yeah.
Edith Begg next.
Eilig Beg burned foot on Saturday the 26th of February between the times of 6:50pm and 7:10pm. So again, you know, anybody that's listening to me is paying attention can see that, you know, this is the hotspot is this kind of evening time after 5pm, then in between 8pm. The rear window of a house was forced open and entry was gained. A pair of Gucci sunglasses were stolen from the property. That was the only thing taken, thank goodness. Again, the garage in Bunkrana. This happened at Eilig Beg Burnfoot on Saturday the 26th between 6:50pm and 7:10pm. Please contact the garage in Bunkrana or again the confidential line.
Mm-hmm. And Newtown Cunningham next.
Main Street, Newton Cunningham between Saturday the 26th of February at 6am this time and Sunday the 27th of February at 4:20pm when it was discovered. A window at the side of the house was forced open and entry gained. Damage was caused to some of the interior doors in the property during the course of the burglary and a small amount of cash was stolen. So our appeal is to anybody who may have observed any sort of suspicious activity in the Carronamatty Burt area during the time period mentioned. Again, the garage in Bunkrana are investigating.
Right, so in terms of security advice here, I mean, it seems these people aren't rattling door handles and stuff. They want in and out, so they're going, you know, straight for, you know, forced entry, gets them in immediately and get their stuff and get away. What's your advice to the public?
Well, my own experience, Greg, when we solve a lot of these as a result of neighbours calling us in relation to suspicious vehicles or persons, you know, they're the eyes and ears that usually solve these things for the guards. You know, okay, we have other instances then where we have maybe people caught on the road network via traffic or whatever and they have stolen property in the car, or maybe we have intelligence in relation to these people. But you know, a lot of the times it's vigilance by the neighbours that solves these crimes, or indeed detects them when they're happening. So a little bit of advice that maybe Gráinne has printed out here. So whether you're at home or going out, remember, listen, it's the old ones, turn on some lights inside and out and ensure that the exterior of your property is well lit to the front and rear. And that's to give you also people that are passing by and your neighbours a chance. Maybe they mightn't even know they're doing it, but they're glancing and if they see somebody suspicious, they'll maybe ring us or even maybe make a note of the car that's close by or something like that. Use timer switches on your lights. Lock all doors and windows. Use an alarm if possible. Store keys away from windows. And another one that unfortunately we come across quite often is don't keep large amounts of cash in the house. And if you have valuable jewellery, you know, make sure that it's photographed so that if it does go missing, we have some way of maybe getting it back to you if it is found.